You're with Kat Feeney on ABC Radio Brisbane and Queensland.
Did you know there are more than 250 national parks in Queensland? But how much time have you spent amongst the more than 6.5 million hectares of park in this state? And what do you know about what is really out there? Seeing as Queensland is your oyster right now, Robbie and I thought it'd be fun to explore some of the incredible natural wonders of this state. Might inspire you road trip-wise, perhaps, or at least just checking out what is in your very own backyard. Helping you get going this afternoon, a gentleman by the name of Alistair Hartley, who is a senior ranger at the Sandstone National Park, Carnarvon Gorge. Alistair, thank you so much for joining us. I understand you're a second-generation ranger. Tell me more.
Yes, good afternoon. Yeah, I'm second generation. My dad was a game ranger in South Africa and a park ranger in the Northern Territory. And, yeah, I've kind of followed the family tradition, I suppose.
Well, that's just marvellous. I want to know a bit more about how one becomes a ranger in a tick. But tell me about your neck of the woods. What is so special about the Sandstone National Park? Sell it to me, Alistair. Sell it to me.
No worries. So I'm actually the senior ranger for the Sandstone Management Unit, which includes the Sandstone Belt, which is across the Central Highlands area of Queensland, and includes places like Carnarvon National Park, Mount Moffat section of Carnarvon National Park. And yeah, it's very spectacular, changes wherever you go. You've got the western arid zone areas of Carnarvon National Park right through to the lush rainforest oasis around Carnarvon Gorge. And yeah, it's pretty unique, pretty specky, and yeah, it's quite a nice part of the world, I reckon.
Probably no flamingo to be found, but I read that it is home to the world's largest living fern.
Yes, it is, yeah. So we've got the king ferns that are in and around Carnarvon Gorge.
How big are they?
We've got some species that are up to 2.5 metres. Like, they're quite old, and they can grow very slow-growing ferns and prefer the moist areas. So they're actually a remnant from past areas like Gondwana land, when most of Australia was covered in rainforest.
Extraordinary. Now tell me about some of the other special trees. I understand that you have the northernmost Sydney blue gum found anywhere in Australia.
Yes, that's correct. So up on top of the Consuelo Tableland. Now the Consuelo Tableland ranges in height between 1200 metres above sea level and 1300 metres above sea level. And yeah, all through there you've got the Sydney blue gum. It's the same exact same species that you'll see in and around Sydney, and hence the name. And they're quite tall and very big in diameter. And again, it's a remnant from a bygone era.
Extraordinary. I've never been, but maybe you have. The Sandstone National Park region, Carnarvon Gorge area. Alistair Hartley is with you. He's the senior ranger with the management committee up there. If you've got a great memory to share about this park, why don't you tell me about it? 1300 222 612. You can call now or send through a text message 0467 922 612. This is your new Park Life segment on ABC Radio Brisbane and Queensland, celebrating the wonderful national parks that we have in this state and what makes them so special and unique. Alistair, the art gallery struck me. When I saw that you had an art gallery in the national park, I thought, oh, this must be some sort of tourist kiosk. It's absolutely anything but. Tell me about your art gallery. It sounds incredible.
Yep. So one of the features across the whole sandstone landscape is the First Nations connection to it. There's a very strong connection. There's quite a number of art sites right through the whole landscape. And the art gallery is a key site for the First Nations people of the area. And it's basically a sandstone overhang with quite a number of important art that's been put on there, that the First Nations people have put on there. And it varies from hand stencils through to other significant art pieces.
And is this part of Cathedral Cave or is that separate?
That's separate, yes. So Cathedral Cave is a bit further on, walking up the gorge. And it's another significant cultural site for the First Nations people.
And tell me about this ambitious hike. I understand ambitious is key here. For ambitious explorers, you could do an overnight hike to Big Ben. Now, this isn't the clock on the other side of the world. That would quite be quite ambitious. What's your Big Ben, and how well do you need to be able to walk to be able to see it?
Okay, so the Big Ben's actually not the ambitious part of ambitious walk that we have at Carnarvon. That would be the Great Walk, but the Big Ben is still an overnight trip. So you need to be prepared to camp on the ground, basically. So you need to carry enough food, water. We highly recommend you carry some emergency beacons or a way of contacting someone if you injure yourself, because it is a strenuous walk. It's not something that people should undertake just by, like, arrive at Carnarvon Gorge and then decide, oh, yeah, we'll go up there. It's something you've got to plan for. It's a good starter for the Great Walk. The Great Walk is 7 days, 87 kilometres. The Big Ben Walk all up there and back is around about 20 kilometres, but it's recommended for an overnight stay.
And lots of places to swim. I mean, who would want to travel to this part of Queensland? Anyone, it seems. You've got something for everyone.
Yeah, we've got something for everyone. So the only place you can actually swim at Carnarvon Gorge or anywhere in the Carnarvons is at the Rock Pool at Carnarvon Gorge. The main reason for that is there are quite a few platypus that live in Carnarvon Creek. And so swimming in the water holes upstream of Rock Pool, if people have got sunscreen on or insect repellent, that chemical actually gets into the water and then affects the quality of the water for the platypus in particular, but also their prey. But yeah, we've got everything for everyone. So we've got nice, easy trails for the very young family.
Oh dear, I feel as though we have lost contact with our ranger, Alistair Hartley. Alistair, can you hear me? No, we'll see if we can find a way to connect back with Alistair Hartley. He is the senior ranger with the Sandstone Management Committee. They help keep an eye on things around Carnarvon Gorge and the surrounding national parks, including the Nooga Nooga, Lonesome, Minerva Hills National Parks. It just sounds like an extraordinary part of Queensland. 5 minutes to two, news at 2 o'clock. Alistair, are we back in touch? Hello.
Hello.
Hello. It's not Alistair, it's Mark, who's just pulled up outside Townsville. You've been visiting these national parks for your first time. What have you found?
Oh, Kathy, we have got so much natural treasure out there. It is unbelievable. About 10 days ago, I flipped a coin to see if I was going to head back out to the Isa, which is where I grew up many, many years ago, or head north to up to Bamaga, which I've been up and down that way quite a few times over the years, but never stopped to browse through the national parks. We've got the most spectacular piece of geography going on around us, Kat. It's just unbelievable.
This is it. I mean, I feel I've got to break this habit that I've formed of thinking, okay, I want to do a big holiday, gearing up to go overseas, see some of the great wonders of the world, and forgetting entirely that there are great wonders right here.
Look, it's amazing. I've done a lot of travel overseas, and I'm sad that I've done that and ignored my own state here. I mean, everything, start around, say, places like Mullaney and Mapleton and that, and those great national parks there. Start coming up the coast and that. And look, I haven't got them in front of me, but like, I've been to Byfield, Hillsborough, Cape Palmerston, Paluma, and today actually a random one out at that I'm going up to called Mount Fox, which apparently there's an extinct volcano there, which I didn't even know was going on.
Oh, gorgeous. Now, what is the best thing you've seen? Many great things, but what is the big standout thing that you've seen that comes to mind?
Oh, I can't give you one.
It's too many.
Everything
to choose
has
from.
Been so fabulous. One thing I will say, though, that's been most noteworthy, there must be about a million caravans and camping trailers and things like that on the road. But look, we just got to get out there and realise what a jewel we've got here. This is honestly perhaps the very best place in the world. Not that I'm by post or anything like that.
That's fine. Yeah, that's good. I love it. I'll take that, Mark. Thank you so much for calling to share that enthusiasm. That's exactly what I hope to be able to bring to you through this segment, Park Life, ABC Radio, Brisbane and Queensland, just before the 2 o'clock news. Back on the phone, our senior ranger with the Carnarvon Gorge Park area, Alistair Hartley. What do we need to know if we want to come up and visit these parks? Camping, what are the rules? If anyone's listening and they're thinking, yeah, I'll check it out, what do they need to know, Alistair? Hello.
Sorry about that. Look, to come up and camp, we encourage people to come up and camp, but we encourage people to book online. So go to our Park Alerts system and book online. Look at our Park Alerts. That will have the latest information concerning roads or within the park or any issues that people need to be aware of within the park. But we strongly, people need to book online, book a campsite online, and that guarantees that they're going to have someone to put their tent or their camper trailer when they arrive to enjoy the park.
And finally, how did you get to be a ranger? What do you have to do? It sounds like a great job.
So the actual qualifications just to be a base level ranger, you only need a manual driver's license. You need to have a desire to be outside and working in the hot sun when it's 45 degrees and the cold when it's minus two. A love for being outside. If you go and do an environmental studies course, then that helps. It's not something that you require. And basically do some volunteer work and come and work with us and see if you actually enjoy it.
Alistair, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon and taking us to the parks that you get to spend your days in.
Just quickly, Kath, interesting that the caller was talking about the extinct volcanoes. That's what Minerva Hills, just outside of Springshaw, is, Minerva Hills National Park.
Huh.
So we've got extinct volcanoes right through Queensland, and there's quite a few national parks that are actually extinct volcanoes. So, and that's one of the beauties about sandstone, the sandstone belt. We've got volcanoes, we've got natural sedimentary rocks formed from the inland ocean millions of years ago.
You've got it all. Thank you so much.
You're listening to ABC Radio.